WDR, W4NGU. NGU, KN4 VWA. He don't want to talk to you this morning. But tonight, what's changed? You haven't combed your teeth and brushed your hair yet.
Well, hey, laugh, but I have brushed my teeth.
What's up this morning, Bill?
It in. I heard you and Tom and Jimmy, I guess it was, Tom said. Y'all had a good conversation yesterday.
Yeah, we were all on our way in over to the East Side lunch that I wish you could make a little more often, but hey, we all had a good time. Ray McCoy and Skipper Stevens came.
Skipper Stevens? What does he look like these days?
He hadn't changed a whole lot. I mean, he's a little rougher, a little grayer, you know, like all of us, but he hadn't changed a whole lot. Still just as slim as he usually was, and he's just a good boy.
Is he the one that married Chiquita?
No, that was Greg Gibson.
Right. Well, what's old Chiquita Ellison up to these days?
I think she lives downtown Greenville somewhere down there, married to a fella. Beyond that, I wouldn't have a clue.
It's been fun to reconnect with some of these people, because I had been long out of touch with 99% of them.
Yep. I've been hanging out with me and Brunken and, going my brain's gone blank. Me and Bronkin and Wilcox have been hanging out with Pete Langford a little bit here recently.
Well, that's a good group.
Well, mischief with old geezers like the four of us is just not much.
Dad, I started the Romeo Club in Greenville. And, I think we need to start a Spartanburg branch. There are no dues. And it's not what you think. Romeo stands for Retired Old Men Eating Out.
That's pretty much what we got going over there, except it's the East Side bunch. Hey, I'm all for it. I'm up for a meal anytime.
But hereby, form the Romeo Club. I'll be the first president. And the Romeo Club eats breakfast and lunch or dinner anytime they can with another club member.
Well, there you go. Speaking of which, when is the next Taco Casa meeting?
I don't know. Could be Friday. She's got an appointment at 3 in Spartanburg. So I'd have to get back pretty quick, but I think that's doable. She had a good report yesterday, but several of the options. She's feeling good and doing well, doing much better. I'll tell you, from last Friday, that was a rough morning. But she's got a good prognosis. It's just going to take a while, months and months, he says, before it's totally resolved. But that's okay. She's told him at school she's not going to be there for at least another month, but it'll be a lot longer than that. But I told her coming home that if you just let them have it, it's okay with me. And she said, I really appreciate that attitude.
Just keep one thing in mind there, bud. If she does go ahead and retire, all of a sudden, well, you're going to be just like Barry. You know who I'm talking about there, don't you?
Yeah.
School teachers have a tendency to try to make sure that things stay in order, just like they do in their classrooms. And I can assure you, she'll keep you in order, keep you in line, and make sure that you have plenty of homework.
Oh, we finally gonna get some rain today. It's looking pretty overcast. But yeah, we'll just take it one day at a time. She gets a lot of paid leave, and then she can go on a leave of absence and keep her job. So she's not gonna retire. She's too young.
At 5 years?
8.
The one 3 years younger than mine. You did good, boy. Yeah, I tell you what, she'll be able to feed you your pablum when you lose all your teeth. You can't move around so good.
Sure enough. Well, what you got on the schedule today?
Closing in on finishing my building down there. I'm within about 6 to 8 hours worth of work of finishing that thing off and moving my boat down to the building, and I tell you what, I'm seeing daylight at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I cannot believe you would tell me you're one day from finishing. That's going to be a real man cave.
I bought me some casters, and you know my wood lathe? I'm going to put it up on casters so I can move it around and use it. And I've also put my radial arm saw. I'm going to put it up on casters, and my router table. Shoo, that thing weighs about 250 pounds. I've got it up. I've already got it up on casters so that I can roll it out in a large open area, use it, and then put it back. Ain't that going to be something?
I remember you said you were going to do some reloads. Two guys in the development office were talking. They're big shooters. One of them just loves guns, and the other one loves guns, and he's in the National Guard. And they were saying, you just can't buy ammunition these days. It used to be you can only have two boxes, and then you can only have one box, and now they don't have it to sell.
You're exactly right. And let me tell you something. Because of that, I was motivated to go ahead and get all my reloading stuff set up, and I am fully set up, and I'm down there reloading 44 mags right now.
Well, one of them said he was in line. He named the place, and I forgot which one it was. He said there were 40 people ahead of him in line, and that everybody that came back out had bought a new gun.
Crazy. Well, I'm not surprised. I hope all of them were conservatives.
The other side sprayed guns.
Tell you what, I just hope it never comes to something like that. But, you know, just like the military, I'm prepared.
Shows the other morning, the Tara show, some guy came on, he said, I used to live in Kenosha, and said, I still have relatives up there. And he said, it's just in their mindset. He said, he can't believe they haven't had this problem before now. He said, my relatives cannot bring themselves to say law and order matters. He said they would never say that. They'd rather die than say that. And I just don't understand that line of thinking. I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. If we have mass anarchy, that ain't good.
Two sayings that keep popping into my memory in regard to this. And neither one of them is good, but I tell you what, from time to time, you gotta call the herd. The other one is, the tree of freedom cannot stand strong without the blood of patriots.
Now, changing the subject just a little bit, the guy that was killed with the officer with his knee on him, I guess you've seen the video of him standing beside the officer before this happened saying he can't breathe. He was full of fentanyl, and they say that's what killed him.
He was a dead man before the cop ever touched him. He had something like 50% more fentanyl in him than what a normal human being can handle. It just hadn't all kicked in. He'd have just taken the stuff. And I'm telling you, man, he was a walking dead man. There wasn't nothing that cop could have done.
Well, did we tentatively say 12:45 Friday at Taco Casa?
You can get there that early. I'm just more concerned about you being able to get back in time there, bud.
Let me talk to her and see. Make sure I know what time that appointment is. That's a regular appointment, and sometimes they've been as late as 4:20. And sometimes they've been at 2 o'clock. So I better talk to the boss before we make that arrangement.
I think that would be a good idea. Very prudent. And, because you know that takes precedent over anything. Yep. Hey, did you hear what Trump did in Kenosha yesterday?
He met with some people.
Did he pledge $2 million of his own money for the rebuilding of those small businesses up there?
Oh, I didn't know that was his own money. Well, he already doesn't draw a salary.
Well, the long and the short of it is he can't just pop up and say, hey, I'm going to give you $2 million from the budget. It don't work that way. And he said he pledged them $2 million, and he said he'd get it to them. So I'm thinking it's coming out of his own pocket.
Well, on the one hand, I can see the allure of anybody being president if you could be. But, you know, that guy had it made. He didn't have to put up with all this crap and attacks and everything. You go online and Google Trump and his hotels, and he's got major, I mean huge, high-rise hotels all over the globe. It is mind-boggling what that guy owns. And it even gave the mortgage amounts and how much of it is equity. Now, a couple of them, they just pay him royalties for his name to be able to say it's Trump Plaza in Bangladesh or wherever. But he didn't have to put up with all this. He could have led a great life.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine his equity is what? Better than 40%?
You know, it was there or 50 right in there. He was not over-leveraged for that kind of real estate. But, I mean, some of them are nice enough to make a picture of it and put it on your wall. I mean, they are major buildings.
Excuse me. I got the frog throat there for a second. No, I tell you what, he don't play. And what was he worth? Close to $11
billion? I don't know. A good close friend of mine, his son, was at Trump Tower. Let's see, this has been like 24 months ago. And he went in the conference room, and he's got a... looks like it's about 2 feet long, perfect replica of his plane on a stand in there, and the place was just incredibly lavish, but he made a good picture and sent it to me. Well, actually, two or three of them. I thought that was neat. He snuck in the conference room.
Well, you know, hey, if you got it, good for you.
I can't believe we hadn't rousted out Tom Rouse.
Sleeping late on us this morning.
I hadn't been able to key up 3494, and I finally texted the guy that's over it, and it's got some kind of problem. It's down, and I don't know if they're fixing it or getting a new machine, but in case you've gone over there and can't key it, it ain't there.
Which one is that?
Paris Mountain. Of course, nobody's ever on it anyway, so probably nobody but me knows it's down.
Okay, is that the Greenville? That's not the Greer Club, is it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would not be surprised if it got hit by some lightning.
To know how many repeaters were up there, and I don't know now if there are more or less, but that is, they used to call it RF Hill, man. There is, the inner mod, you really got to fight it up there. There's everybody in the world, including AT&T long lines. And they were shutting those down around the country. I wonder if that one even operates anymore. It used to shoot a microwave link for telephone down to Columbia. But they were high enough and had enough power, it didn't matter. But I heard that the signal bounced before it got to Columbia. It was not true line of sight, but it still worked.
TNT long distance.
Yeah. But they've shut a lot of those down around the country, and you can buy those towers if you got the money and you want a tower that big.
This one up on Paris Mountain's not that tall, is it?
I don't know. I used to work up there, and I don't even remember. But, I mean, it's a big tower, but is it hundreds of feet? No, I don't think so, because they didn't need it with that height. What is Greenville? 1,000 feet above sea level? I know that the top of Paris Mountain is another 1,000 feet, so I don't know if it's 2,000 above sea level or what. That's what I think, but I don't know. Charleston, and then, yeah, I think Greenville's 1,000 feet above sea level.
1,750 feet.
Puts Paris Mountain at 2,100 then. 11, and nobody wants to go. It's unusual. Usually everybody's trying to go.
Phil, I got a phone call, bud. I'm going to have to bail out on you. 73s, K4VWA clear.
W4NGU clear.